You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. May you do this too well. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Once again, can we give God praise? Amen. And let's bless God for the worship crew. What a wonderful time. Thank you for always being a blessing. God bless you. You may please be seated. Be seated. Hallelujah. All right. So, good morning, church. Amen. Are you answering like you took 100 yam this morning? Good morning, church. Now was your night. Amen. Glory to God. Alright, you may want to turn to your right and left and say to someone, good morning, welcome to church. So glad to have you here. Hallelujah. Okay. Amen. So, we've been on a series, Discerning, Building, and Keeping Destiny Relationship, right? Alright, so I started a branch under it, which is on the subject of relationship abuse, and then running deep into something still under that, which is what? Huh? Now you don't want to speak up. Choir, you guys don't like it. Yes, church and what? Okay, good. Hallelujah. Alright, so we've been on the subject of church and sexual matters. Alright, so we are trusting God for a change in orientation, you know, along that line as a church. Can I hear a big amen? Alright, so we all at this point at a phase where this is a very important discussion. Are you following me? A very important what? Discussion. And I trust God this morning will be giving us insights into some matters that we readily ignore. Can I hear a big amen? Alright, so let's start by looking at Romans 12. Let's start reading from verse 1. Alright, and then we journey further. Romans 12, are you there? When I went on my knees as I entered the church to pray, the Lord opened my eyes to see a case of someone that needs an important document approved this week. And God says to tell you, I will back it up with speed. Amen. All of you are saying amen. I just that person. God said he will back it up with what? Speed. Are you following me? And in my place of prayer, I've been hearing new jobs. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Alright?
and do not be conformed to this world. Alright, the world there is not talking about the world in terms of the planet or the planetary world. Let me use that word. The word world here is not talking about the planetary world. It's talking about the ungodly system. Alright, there is a system out there that is ungodly. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, if anyone is going to experience transformation, the Lord will have to work on the fellow's mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable. Who is there? Those people are from Russia. And perfect will of God. Let's hold on here. So, there is something the world system brings. And it's not the same thing as the church system. And the painful reality is that the world looks for a way to influence our orientation, right, at every given opportunity. They look for a way to influence our orientation. The way we think, our perspective towards issues, how we perceive life. Alright? So, someone says, I'm not doing anything terrible. I'm just glued on Big Brother Ninja. Now, of course, you know me, that I'd rather create as a Christian. I'd rather create and then something that can stand side by side and then bring something nice out. Alright, but now let's look at it from this perspective. Alright? There are orientations communicated to it. Yes. For instance, if you stay glued on Nigerian movies, the orientations communicated to it. If you are in a relationship, you are not teaching your spouse to pray, you are watching film together, the orientations you are learning. The day there is a need for prayer to speak, or someone to speak from the mind of hearing God, they are missing. Are you following what I'm saying here? There are orientations communicated to it. So scripture is saying, don't be conformed to that pattern, that orientation, that teaching. There's a lecture going on, whether you are in class or not. The world system seeks to lecture you. You don't have to enroll, you are there. Alright? So don't be conformed. You know, conformity is something that is easy when your esteem is not intact. People who have not gotten their esteem helped, they have an issue. It is called peer pressure. Yes. There are Christians who would never have been under pressure to enter into a relationship, even though that the people around them are entering relationships. Yes. Some started knowing that they are experiencing delay because their friends just get married. Alright? It's an orientation. Some believers, they are by themselves, they are patient until someone came and spoke to them and asked them, where's your boo? Is that the word? Yes. Say, you are bae, where's your boo? Praise God. Say, I serve a boobe. I'm complete in him. Praise God. Someone says, Pastor, now God won't marry. Relax. Now, last week I began building on the rock of checking possibilities that are communicated to you. Alright? If we're going to look at the issue of sexual orientation in church, then we have to deal with the issue of background possibilities that has been communicated to this believer. Alright? If you look at the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 2. Alright? I don't have time going into it. I'm going to build from there. 1 Samuel chapter number 2. You read through to chapter number 3. You will discover scriptures talk about the sons of Eli. Hophni and Phinehas, out that they were sons of Belial. They were perverse children, such that even in their tabernacle of them, different people who came to give service to God, they were taking them down and then sleeping with them. So they were communicating wrong possibilities to the next generations. And God had to take Samuel early. God had to catch him young. He had to catch him young. Alright, if you have not listened to the part one of this teaching, please download it. Alright, because I'm going to take off from there. Now, look up everyone. One of the first questions we need to ask ourselves is, what do I want to make out of the relationships around me? Alright, what do I want to make out of those relationships around me? I gave you a principle. Always know who you are talking with or who you are talking to. Alright, that is, you have to be able to define every relationship. An undefined relationship will end up in a painful way. Every relationship should have a definition. The fellow is either a friend, a sister, a brother, alright, a boss, a co-worker, a member of the church. Do you get what I'm saying? Everything should have definition. That was the first assignment God gave to Adam. He brought different creatures to him, and he said to name them. To name them. That is, call them what they are. So we have that responsibility to name everything around us. Who is this person to me? Alright, listen to me. Your emotion is not a river. Don't just open it for anyone to fetch. Are you following what I'm saying? Alright, such that people are coming around you. And dear young lady, alright, on Tuesday I spent time speaking with guys. Dear young lady, I need to tell you. Until a guy has opened his mouth to tell you he loves you, don't assume he does. Men are too deliberate not to know when they love you. Yeah. Alright, so how do you know a time waster? He comes around you, calls you every morning. Check, have you eaten? 9 a.m. Say, oh, I'm good. Alright, calls you in the afternoon. How are you doing? What color of clothes are you wearing now? Alright, where are you now? Say, I'm at work. Oh, wow. I just missed your voice. Just want to hear your voice. Alright, and then call you in the night. Are you on your way back from work? Just to check up on you. I was checking your pictures on Facebook, and I must tell you, you are astonishingly beautiful. You are so fine. I love that lipstick you wore on Sunday. Oh my God, you're a fine girl. These choir people used to look at me in a strange way. Pastors, church, do you get what I'm saying? Let me talk to you. When a man is doing that, okay, we assume he's building friendship. Sir, friendship is built without involvement of emotions. When somebody is trying to tap into your emotions, he's not building friendship, he wants something. He's either trying to flirt or he wants a relationship. Let me say this to you. I have friends. You get what I'm saying? And you don't owe friends calls every day, sir. Opposite sex. Not every day. Because attention generates affection. And if you are giving people attention without checking what is happening to them, only to say, I was just playing with you, you're a wicked person. Yes. Are you following what I'm saying? I just want to check up on you. And I must tell you, you see, we are not in a relationship, but the fellow is telling you, you are the most beautiful woman I've seen in my life. You are the most beautiful woman. I've searched throughout the earth, and it has not gone beyond the Ibadan. I found none like you. There's no one like you. None like you. I've searched all over. There's none like you. See, the last time you walked past me in church, oh my God. I was praying then when you walked past me, but I knew you passed. Or he messaged you and said, I was praying and I discovered that an angel is missing in heaven. I said, where is the angel? I said, you are the angel. You are. Punch like God. Punch news in the. Hear me. Hear me.
Hear me. Bright is just happy. Hear me. Dear brothers, if you have been trusting God for a sister, and God is saying she's the one, alright, and she's in church, walk up to our pastors. In this church, we will not go and help you talk to her. You are the one that will still do your own business. But at least we can guide you. Sometimes the lady giving you attention is engaged. Do you get what I'm saying? And dear ladies, you must know when a man is looking for what is more than friendship. It is a sign that you are smart. Do you get what I'm saying? If you are beautiful and you lack intelligence, your body part will feel the pain. That's the way it is. So the beauty, you have to be smart. Alright? Don't say until a man speaks, that's when you suspect something is wrong. You can suspect from the way he looks at you. True or not true? Do I have sisters in this church? Where are they? I say you can suspect from the way he looks at you. Aha. He looks at you like you are the only one in the world. Something is going wrong. Hey, every relationship must be defined. And that's why I'm saying this. It is possible to have breakup without relationship. He was just tagging you along, and all of a sudden he caught from you. But you're already in a relationship you didn't know. Alright? Define everything appropriately. And let me say something very strong here. Alright, I don't care whether you like what I want to say now or not. There's nothing like boyfriend, girlfriend in Christ. If you are not getting married, you have no business with tagging somebody's emotions. Why should you date somebody you can't marry? It is wickedness. You know, we're holding Sunday school years ago, and a girl stood up to ask a question and said, how will she know that the man she's marrying can perform well on bed? How will she know that he's strong, that he can she was saying this, that he can handle her the way she wants to be handled? So, no, hear me, I'm quoting her now. I said, so thank God I was the one handling the class, so I spoke. And I said, this question is a sign that you have experienced different kind of handling. Yeah. No, you must have experienced different kind of handling. So you are looking for some. Sex is not everything. So, you get what I'm saying? You think people are investing their destiny just to be able to. What are you doing with your life? No, what are you doing with your life? So now you will expect that it is men that will ask that question, but a young woman is asking, I need a man that will try me out. So when you get into a relationship with someone like that, the decision to stay in a sexually pure relationship cannot come from one person. You didn't get what I'm saying? It cannot come from one person. That's to come from the boat. So there are young girls in church too who are looking for those that will service them. I've given an analogy before. Alright? You spent your life enjoying carrying different girls. You've experienced varieties. That is the root of relationship abuse. You've experienced different kind of women. It will be very difficult for you to stay with one in marriage. Or a young lady, you have experienced different kind of men, tall, short, big. You know all kinds. Alright? And then God is saying that to your husband. The next question is, will he be as good as that? Yeah. These are matters that goes on in church. You have a boyfriend. And what I'm speaking now, I'm speaking by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You have a boyfriend, you have been in a relationship before, and you were having sex in the relationship. And for one reason or the other, the relationship had to end. Now you are with somebody else, but the taste of that, what that one has given you, you are always questioning, will this one be able to do up to that?
Don't take yourself on a journey of no return. Don't try it. Alright, if you are going to be a Christian all the way. Be a Christian all the way. Alright, so someone says, you know what, when I'm done enjoying my life, I'm going to come to church and I'm going to find one of those sisters. Alright, I'm going to find a brand new beautiful girl, a good girl in church that they are planning to cheat on. Alright, but there will also be another girl who has enjoyed everything and is coming to church to also find a good boy. Alright, because whatsoever a man sows, he will reap. Eventually, listen, people like that have more qualities they need and they place priority on more than being good. It is body shape. And the both of them have what they need. They will meet, they will agree, they will align. And then they will discover that they are the result of what they have sown in the past. Now, for you who is trusting God for a relationship, if you don't pray well, you will reap what you didn't sow. You won't reap what you didn't sow. And for some of you, if I say you should reap what you sow, it's not a good prayer. But you will reap what you sow. You will reap what you are sowing. The amen is not really coming from the back. Again, I'm asking, you will reap what you are sowing. Oh. So I said, I reject it. I reject it. Hold on. Hallelujah. That's why you have to pray. Now, hear me. I need to strike a balance. Pastor, are you trying to tell us that if a girl have made mistakes before and now she's in Christ, are you saying she's a second-hand material? No. God forbid. I'm not saying so. Alright, I understand. And I'm saying this honestly. There's forgiveness in God. And when God forgives you, you are brand new. Yes. You are brand new. When God forgives you, you are brand new. As long as you stay away from those things. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't get to the point where because of the mistakes you have made in the past, God is bringing somebody good to you and you feel you don't deserve it. It is called unmerited favor. But one of the proof that you are marrying right is that the person will understand your past. Yeah. Nobody was born again. Alright, we all journeyed through this world. And let me also add one more counsel. Alright, stop trying to tell people about your past before they make commitment. They will never commit. Are you following what I'm saying? Alright. You have agreed to marry, and he sees you as the best thing that has happened to him in this world. And he's saying, can we come and meet my parents? Let's go and do this. And you say, alright, hold on. I have some things I need to discuss with you. Alright. In times past, I've been involved in this, and I made a mistake then, and it stopped there. Alright? I am not proud of it, and I just need to let you know. You know? And if the guy is a true child of God and understands God's forgiveness, he will not leave you for that. But to keep quiet about it and wait till you are married can destroy the trust in the home. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, these are the reasons why most marriage issues can be settled. Because the man is getting married only to now start finding out many things. He could have forgiven her still before the marriage, but he feels she's manipulative for waiting that long to tell him. Something has happened in your life. You have a child out of wedlock, and you keep telling your spouse that that child is your last born. Your mother gave birth to that child, only for people to call him later. And that kind of matter, it will be on the wedding day, people will be discussing it. Yes. It will be on the wedding day that somebody in the boy's family will hear that they are saying, Omo, Tunloy, Omo, Yahweh, and you. You know, they will be talking among themselves.
and then it will get to the husband. In the first week, they're already thinking of separating. That's why a believer really needs serious supervision for you to be fine. Alright, you have a pastor, and your pastor can call the both of you and say, alright, this is the matter on ground. Giving birth to a child is not a crime. That fellow is still better than those who remove the child. Alright, but even if you have made the mistake of aborting before, alright, you call your spouse when you know the commitment and you say, alright, this and this has happened. You owe it to your life partner to tell them about your life. And that's why you must choose the stories you will tell now by living your life well. You owe it to them. Now, what I'm telling you now, they are serious matters. These matters have destroyed most homes. They have destroyed most homes. Alright? You speak ahead. Alright? Sometimes, yes, in the process of speaking, you break into tears and you're like, I have made a mistake. This guy truly loves God and he loves you. He won't leave you for that reason. He won't. And God said that to your husband. He won't leave you for that reason. So stop being afraid. And stop allowing the devil tell you that no one will love you the way you are. God has children. He has wonderful sons and daughters. Are you following what I'm saying? And guys, let me say this too. This is not about ladies, even you too. Alright? You have been involved in certain things. They are saying a girl wants to confess to the husband that she aborted and this. Who got her pregnant? Because sometimes when we are dealing with these issues, guys seem to be sacred cows. Like they are not involved. They are just plain. They are pure, you know, and all those things. Because you can carry pregnancy. Alright? You owe it to your spouse. I've been involved in this and this before. And you know, I need to tell you. You know what I'm saying? I need to tell you. Don't tell your spouse you are a virgin when you are not. Alright? I made a mistake in school. And then, these matters, I'm still going to shed them into bits and pick them one by one so you get them. How many of you are ready for that? Alright? And then you open up. So I am not this. And then the guy too, who knows how someone who is not a virgin looks like during sex, then you have an experience. So both of you have things to explain. Let me say this to you. If you build your home on lies, it won't last. It won't last. Don't build your home on lies. Quit telling lies. You are making a mistake. And I want to believe that these things are... You are at the stage where you need to learn these things now. But, hear me. You don't owe acquaintances your past. You owe your spouse. The one you are sure of his commitment. And there are people, it's possible that there's someone here who has once told someone about the spouse, about the past, and the fellow left not many weeks after you said it. And from that moment, you have been afraid of saying anything about your past. Fill your horn with oil, for God has provided for himself another king. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. God will never let you marry a mistake. The mercy of God is too deep. It makes them new every morning. The mercy of God is too deep. And to those who are saying, thank God, all the things pastor is saying, I'm not a part of it. I've kept myself clean. I'm a virgin. To your virginity, add extra oil. Because they are virgin witch. They will destroy the man's life and keep saying, after all, you made me a virgin. Some to that virginity, they have no sense added to it. Call them to discussion table and tell them anything you want to discuss. They say, anything you say is accepted. Virtues to all these things. You get what I'm saying now? You must be balanced on all sides. Praise God. You don't seem to be excited about what I'm saying this morning. You're just quiet. Celebrate Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Even the glory God is dragging on the floor. Praise God.
Let me say this to you. God wants the best for you. And He's going to give you the best. Can I hear amen? Say it amen loud and clear. I said God is going to give you the best. Hallelujah. Alright. Build relationships rightly. Refuse to let your emotions lead you. Regret will be the result. Build relationships how? Rightly. How? How? Rightly. 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 Build it taking your head along. You know, this morning I really wanted to spend time talking about the spirit behind flirting. That's the ability to lead people on, engage them in discussions that will stir up their emotions without having intentions of building solid relationship with them. That's flirting. So you're a young man here, you just love the company of women, talk to as many as possible, just have numbers, you are just chatting with them and then letting them know how beautiful they are, flattering them. I love your gown that you wore to church today. I couldn't sleep because I keep seeing you in my dreams. You know, and you keep saying, you know, a girl came to meet me during counseling some years ago. She's married now. And she said, Pastor, I've not been able to sleep for such a long time. So I said, I'm so sorry about that. So have you been having nightmares? You know, I was so quick to say, please get me anointing oil, I'm going to pray for. Said, no, Pastor. And then she stood up and started turning. I'm telling you, I can't forget that day in my life. So even right now, when I'm counseling people and they stand up, I'm looking at you and say, what's happening here? And she just stood up and just catwalk and went to the edge of my chair and you are trying to sit down. Ah. Brother, when they are sitting down like that, stand up. Oh. Stand up and then understand scriptures that says God has trained your hand to battle. It is better that the complaint is that pastor slapped the girl than pastor slept with the girl. It is better. Don't be too kind, the kind of kindness that will kill. So I was just feeling compassionate. Are you the Holy Ghost? And the girl said, actually, Pastor, I've been having sleepless night because of you. I need more one more. I sent her out of my office. Get out! Now! She got married. She couldn't invite me for the wedding. How will she invite me for the wedding? I can tell you more than 20 stories in this one life. There was one. This one will always... This one, I've never seen anything like that. If I go anywhere, the girl is there. Will be telling me, send me messages. I was where you were today. You were wearing this one, so call up clothes. This one, so call up this. I was behind you when you were buying that suya. That way you were. Hey, wait. You know, there was a time we had lots of people that were living with one of our pastors in the house. Not this church. Then I was pastoring around that church. I don't want to mention the name. So that afternoon, in that house, about 5-bedroom flat, guys were there, ladies were there. So one of those days, I went to see her. That's our pastor. And then just give her some update about what we're doing in church. And as I entered the house, I saw a girl lay down sleeping, wearing nothing, and then spread the legs. I called her. I said, all these people living in this house, we need to leave. Alright, and amongst themselves there, they started sleeping with each other and aborting for each other. You can't gather adults together in one place and say they are Christians, nothing will happen. And the woman herself died. Died. It's a very, very painful story I remember. Alright, if you love length of days and you love honor, keep yourself. Keep yourself. You want to live the life that pleases God. You want to really do the will of God. Alright, keep yourself. It is not everybody you like that is marriable. And you can't marry everybody you like. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. Your first assignment as a Christian is to understand that your relationships will not make you stop being a Christian. Alright, many Christians stop being Christians when they are in love. I can do anything for love. I can go any length just to show you how much I love you. But you keep destroying your life with those that will not be there to spend the future with you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Say it, I will keep myself. Say it loud and clear. Say it loud and clearer. Unspotted. Away from the corruption of this world. I will not live a life that brings shame to the glory of God. I will keep myself in the name of Jesus. Can you just say, God, help me? Yes, go ahead. Just 1 minute. Tell him, help me. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name we're praying. Alright, let me say this to you. God has not changed his standard. 2 Timothy 2 verse 19 says, nevertheless, the foundations of God stand sure, having this seal. God knows those that are his. And let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from what? Iniquity. Alright, Bible says you resist the devil, alright, for like a wounded lion who comes, you know, looking for whom to devour. You have to resist him steadfastly. Right, but in that same 2 Timothy, when he mentioned youthful lust, he said, flee from it. Flee from it. Alright, you are in a relationship, it keeps leading you to the bed, run. Don't say, who will marry me? That is what has killed many people. Many of you have come to the stage where you believe God cannot do what he did before. Who brought him? Many Christians, out of desperation, you are marrying your enemy and you are just going headlong into it. There are relationships that should never become a marriage. And that's why I tell you, the fact that a relationship led to marriage is not a proof it has worked. You might just be entering into your greatest trouble. There are relationships that must not become a marriage. If not, somebody is going to kill themselves. Somebody is going to die in it. Somebody has not learned the tenet, the ethics of relationship. There are brothers in church who speak in tongues who have tendency of beating their wives. And they will beat you correctly, nothing will happen. And you are, I'm not laughing. You are discovering it when you are dating. He's angry, he's shouting, and then look at you, stand up, intimidating you. That's a red flag. Don't think twice. Don't say, don't pray about it. With an angry man, don't go. That's what the scripture says. Anger lies in the bosom of fools. When he's angry, he doesn't respect you anymore. He get up and then look at you in the face and say, what, who do you think you are? Was I not the one that gave you this and this? The shoe you are wearing. A man you have not married. He's saying that. And you are thinking God will not bring another man. Many of you have stopped what God can do because of what God did. If the man, let me say this to you. You may have vision about a man that is your husband and it doesn't work. Do you get what I'm saying? The fact that you saw him in a vision is not the proof that he's the only one. When Elijah said, I'm the only one, God said, I have 7,000 men reserved. To every man, there are more than 7,000 replacements. When he's messing up, the replacement is warming up. Don't let anyone keep you in any bad relationship. Let no prophet tell you who to marry. It is not in the duty of pastors to tell you who to marry. God has given you brain so you can let him rest. Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't go pray and give names to prophets and say, who among them is my husband? You are entering into a glorious trap. Beautiful trouble. And you will live with it for the rest of your life. right now that you can still turn back. Turn back from those relationships. You, whenever you are around him, you feel less than everything your life is all about. He doesn't know anything about your calling. He doesn't care. He has never asked you about your interests. The only thing he cares about is you are beautiful. There are men that if you take sex away from marriage, they have nothing else to offer. With them, don't go. Don't let anyone corner you into any relationship. The fact that church, everybody knows you are in that relationship, is not a proof it must work. They will talk small and keep quiet. What's their problem? I said they will talk small and keep quiet. Where are they, your friends? Are they no longer dating again? Is it your business, Mr. Town Crier? They will talk small and keep quiet. Don't marry because of what people say. Are you following what I'm saying here? If this is addressing your relationship and you are seeing a need to quit, it is you, quit. But wait, see me after service, because let's balance this OT. Calm down. Calm down. Nobody has been given the responsibility of telling you who to marry, not even your parent. You are married today, tomorrow no more. You know, everybody will turn back. True or not true? Hey, true or not? You know, that is one thing marriage and wedding ceremony and burial ceremony has in common. They will follow to the point where they say, you take the ring, snap picture, put on social media. If you are married for those pictures, you see now, the pictures are over. You are on your own now. You know this person is trouble waiting, but you know he's fine on picture. Now you are snap, you have frames all over in your house, but he's breaking them on your head. Praise God. I'm saying again, there are many relationships that should have never become a marriage. Don't marry somebody who doesn't respect you. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't marry somebody who doesn't respect you. God placed those ego there not to oppress a woman, but for leadership. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes.
And these matters have to be addressed over and over in church. It will save us from stress of counseling. Praise God. Who has been blessed this morning? Hallelujah. Celebrate Jesus if you want to do it well. I sense a need to tell you to pray. I will not make the mistakes my parents made. Pray that prayer with so much agony. Thank you, Lord. Please pray it. Pray it, pray it, pray it. Pray it. Pray it. Pray it. Pray it. In Jesus' name we are praying. Any lifestyle that will make you to be deleting chats as a husband or as a wife, don't live that lifestyle. If your spouse cannot confidently go through your chat, go through your phone, and not shout, who is this? Don't call anybody baby. The only person that name belongs to is your child or your wife. You didn't get what I'm saying? Don't say, I'm a pastor, I just have good heart. Everybody's sweetheart. No, they are not sweetheart. It's a very sacred name. True or not true? Don't close your eyes. I'm still talking. Do you get what I'm saying? You are lost in the spirit. Come back. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes. Choir, are you following me? See, I just love them. They are babies, sweethearts, honey. No, nobody deserves that name. And if your spouse is telling you, this person is not for your good, the person is not for your good. Because women can see farther than you can see. That's why they are called helpers. Paraclete. Similar names with the Holy Ghost. They are there to help you. If you are still here, you are having different kind of nonsensical conversations you have to delete. Be careful before you delete yourself on the path of destiny. Don't live a life you cannot boldly say, I'm living. Are you following what I'm saying here? You have somebody's daughter you are leading on. For 10 years, you've been dating her. You didn't give her a ring. She dragged you to where they are selling rings. Say you don't have money. Say she will pay for it. Say I will buy my own. Lose her and let her go. Come out of her now, thou foul spirit. Come out. I charge you now. Hey. I say come out. Praise God. I don't subscribe to 10 years relationship. You are not terminator. These emotions can. I don't believe in it. In the 9th year, you now say you are discovering she's not your wife. Nibao. 9 years. Now she's 30. You are now saying, You met her when she was 20. Took her to a journey of 30. You say, you are still working on business. Things will work out. Now you have money. You are saying she's not your wife. I'm not Noel. I'm joking. Praise God. What? We'll beat you. But it's not a joke. This is wickedness of the highest order. Even the devil is not that wicked. The things some Christians do, the devil is jotting. This one too exists. And when you ask them, they say it is the devil. And the devil say, me. I didn't do up to this when God said, come down from heaven. Praise God. You will not marry your enemy. You didn't say that amen like you mean it. Let me say this to you. Putting suit on a goat cannot make the goat a sheep. Let me say this. Marriage altar or wedding, that place they lead to the altar. It doesn't change anybody. Whoever you let there is who is there. The only blessing for you. It doesn't change anybody. He has been slapping you before. He's just here today cooperating. Tonight he's still going to slap you. It doesn't change anybody. Say, Olu, I can't change it. Nothing. Change the person now. It doesn't change anybody. If you lead a goat there, you have a goat. If you lead a crocodile there, you have a crocodile. Nothing changed. Don't marry a man you don't want your children to look like. Don't. For the sake of your unborn children, give them the best father in the world. Give them the best mother in the world. For their sake. For them not to suffer what you have suffered. Don't make the mistake your parents made. If Saul will not be the right king, God will anoint David. If David will not do well, God will anoint Solomon. He has many in his stock. Praise God. Rejoice and give God praise. If there's any relationship here that is not fulfilling the counsel of God, I break it. Only sisters are saying amen. I said, I break it.
Amen.
It is settled.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, celebrate God.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.